Welcome to Fraser 365. I'm Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor at Fraser Church, and we're so glad that you've joined us in this study of the book of Joshua. Our prayer is that this study equips you to live the victorious life that is offered in Christ. God bless.
This is day 33 of Joshua, volume 2, Living the Victorious Life. Today's title is What's in a Name? John W. Rittenbaugh said, "In biblical thought, a name does not merely identify. It expresses the essential nature of its bearer. In Hebrew thought, names are inextricably bound to existence. Nothing exists unless it has a name. The very essence of a thing is concentrated in its name." Our text today is Joshua 19, verses 24 through 48. The fifth lot came out for the tribe of the people of Asher, according to their clans. Their territory included Helkath, Hali, Betan, Ashpath, Alamelech, Amad, and Mishal. On the west, it touches Carmel and Shihor Libnath. Then it turns eastward. It goes to Beth Dagon and touches Zebulun and the valley of Ifetel. Northward, to Beth Emek and to Neiel. Then it continues in the north to Kabul, Ebron, Rehob, Hamon, Cana, as far as Sidon the Great. Then the boundary turns to Ramah, reaching to the fortified city of Tyre. Then the boundary turns to Hosa, and it ends at the sea, Mahalab, Ashgib, Umath, Aphek, and Rehob, 22 cities with their villages. This is the inheritance of the tribe of the people of Asher, according to their clans. These cities with their villages. The sixth lot came out for the people of Naphtali, according to their clans, and their boundary ran from Helef, from the Oak and Zananim, and the Adami Nekeb, and Jabneel, as far as Lakum, and it ended at the Jordan. Then the boundary turns westward to Asnath Tabor, and goes from there to Hakuk, touching Zebulun at the south, and Asher on the west, and Judah on the east at the Jordan. The fortified cities of Zidim, Zer, Hamath, Rakath, Chinnereth, Adama, Ramah, Hazor, Kadesh, Edri, Enhazor, Yiron, Migdal-El, Horem, Bethanath, and Beth-Shemesh, 19 cities with their villages. This is the inheritance of the tribe of the people of Naphtali, according to their clans, the cities with their villages. The seventh lot came out for the tribe of the people of Dan, according to their clans, and the territory of its inheritance included Zorah, Eshtoal, Ir Shemesh, Shelabin, Ajalon, Ithla, Elon, Timnah, Ekron, El-Tekeh, Gib-Ethion, Baal-Lath, Jehud, Ben-Eberak, Gath-Rimon, and May-Jarkon, and Rakon with the territory over against Joppa. When the territory of the people of Dan was lost to them, the people of Dan went up and fought against Leshem, and after capturing it and striking it with the sword, they took possession of it and settled in it, calling Leshem Dan after the name of Dan, their ancestor. This is the inheritance of the tribe of the people of Dan, according to their clans, these cities with their villages. Today, we come to the inheritance of Asher, Naphtali, and Dan. Asher is the son of Jacob and his midservant Zilpah. Naphtali and Dan, the sons Jacob had with his midservant Bilhah. Again, we see the significance of names with the 12 tribes of Israel. Asher's name means happiness. This name was given to Jacob's eighth son because his first wife, Leah, was happy that she could bear Jacob another son through her servant Zilpah. Genesis 30:12 confirms this account. Leah's servant Zilpah bore Jacob a second son, and Leah said, "Happy am I, for women have called me happy." So she called his name Asher. The Old Testament confirms that Asher was one of the most abundant nations in Israel. The tribe of Asher is characterized by their happiness, wealth, and rich food. Naphtali means to win something through wrestling. Rachel thought she had finally won some ground in Jacob's heart when Naphtali was born through her servant Bilhah. This is described in Genesis 30:7-8. Rachel's servant Bilhah conceived again and bore Jacob a second son. Then Rachel said, "With mighty wrestlings I have wrestled with my sister and have prevailed." So she called his name Naphtali. The tribe of Naphtali would be known for their courage in wrestling with their enemies and winning battles in the name of the Lord. Dan means judge or vindicate. Genesis 35 through 6 states why Rachel gave him this name after her servant Bilhah gave birth to him. And Bilhah conceived and bore Jacob a son. Then Rachel said, "God has judged me and has also heard my voice and given me a son." Therefore, she called his name Dan. When Jacob blessed his sons on his deathbed, he said this about Dan in Genesis 49:16. "Dan shall judge his people as one of tribes of Israel." Interestingly, Samson would later come from the tribe of Dan and vindicate Israel against the Philistines. Questions today. In what ways can you see God at work in and through the names of Asher, Naphtali, and Dan? In what ways are you living up to your name as a Christian? What specific names of God have been the most meaningful for you in your Christian journey? Pray with me. Lord, thank you for the work you're doing in our lives. We pray that as we bear your name as Christians, that we would live up to that name. Only through your grace is it possible. Thank you, Lord. In Christ's name, amen.